Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm very tired, Ben Mullen.
I'm a sort of awake Nick Brown.
Yeah, just sort of. We're still in bed, though.
Not together.
No.
If there's anything wrong with that.
It would be strange for us to do that. But, still in the room, just hanging out. Pretty chillax day. Yeah. I guess the technical final day of Dad 2.0.
Well, the weekend,
final day of the weekend.
Yes, the conference ended yesterday
at
6 o'clock. So, we're just, you know, what are we doing?
Just chilling.
Took it all in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was a crazy weekend.
Yeah, so I have been to one of these before, and this is your first time. So,
yes.
Being that it was your first time, what do you think?
I think for first-timers, it's very overwhelming because there's so many different things. Like, for a lot of you guys, you haven't been to one, I would assume, like our listeners. It's a packed schedule with, like, awesome speakers, you know, great panels, roundtable discussions, and that's awesome. And it's, like, literally, it's, like, we have this. But by the way, there's also all the sponsors,
right?
Who are out in our main hallway. You know, go spend some time with them. And our breaks from things were, you know, half hour.
Yeah.
So, really, to be able to do everything, you can't do.
Right. Everything. Yeah. And then on top of the sponsors and the programs and stuff like that, you're surrounded by people that you've only really known online. So like. Like, a lot of the guys from the Dad Bloggers group that we're in, we're close to, like, as friends.
Like, on the internet.
On the internet, yeah. And so having these people, not just one or two of them, but dozens of people that we know in that sense, actually now physically being around us.
Yeah.
Is a little strange, in a good way.
Yeah, but, you know. Because there's so many strong personalities.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, at least from, you know, in an online sense.
Right.
And then you meet them, and in some ways, they're completely different.
A lot taller.
Yeah, some are a lot taller. Some expected me to be taller than you.
For some reason.
Which was funny.
Yeah.
But the coolest experience, at least for me, is, you know, when meeting someone who I've never met before.
Mm-hmm.
Never spoken to, like,
even remotely.
Online at all. And they're like, no, I know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I know who you are. I enjoy what you do. Like, I listen to your show, I read your stuff, and, like, I always feel like a very small fish, and I'm like, no one listens to us. you know, maybe it's because we're not consistent enough, Don Jackson.
God damn it.
So this one's for you, buddy.
Yeah. we might even make this a double episode just for you.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
No. I want to go home.
I want to see my wife and child.
Yeah, I want to see my wife and kids, who, by the way, has been on single parent duty for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I know they're itching for.
Yeah.
For me to get home.
Yeah, Carissa texted me at one point earlier. It's like, can I go for a walk when you get home?
It's like, yes, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
Like, right now, I guarantee you, Sarah would like us to be packed up right now. So we get home at like, noon.
Well, yeah. Well, my wife texted me last night, right before she was going to bed. She was like, you know, it would really be nice to wake up to you in the morning. Like us drive back up there overnight,
yeah,
without having any sleep.
I mean, it's a 3-hour drive, so we could have honestly.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No,
we did already pay for the room.
Yeah, if we had thought ahead,
right,
we could have done that. But then, last night was really cool.
It was really cool.
You know, we go to dinner, come back, and it was just hanging out in the lobby, and just talking
for like a couple of hours. But it's such natural conversation The great thing is that, yeah, everybody has their different personalities, but we're all pretty like-minded.
Yeah.
So, you know, the conversations were great, and then, like, it felt like we were only down there, or at least for me, it felt like I was only down there for about maybe like an hour, but it was probably closer to three and a half.
Yeah, I mean, we got back from dinner like what, 10:30,
around there,
and yeah. I came to bed at like 1:30, almost 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were multiple times where I got, I'm going to go, and then I, you know, you get sucked into
start talking to somebody else. Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to go, like, Andy Harold. So I'm going to go say goodbye to Andy Harold real quick. That never happens. Yeah. That's just not a thing. Nah. When you start a conversation with Andy Harold, it just goes.
It does. Was it yesterday or was it Saturday? Yesterday was Saturday. I'm an idiot.
I didn't think about that for a second. Wow. Wait a minute.
No, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday when Beth came up on stage.
Yeah, it was Miller, yesterday. Yeah.
Who started our group, and we've talked about him before.
Yeah.
His wife came up, and she read. She apparently, after Oren died, went through his computer.
Right.
And just found a folder filled with documents, and apparently he had been writing letters to himself, to his future self, 10 years ahead, in the future, every year for his birthday.
Right.
And so she read one of those, and it was like, for his
47,
so for him to open when he was 57?
Yeah, 57, yeah.
And just like this, like it hit.
Yeah.
Like, hard. Like everybody in there was in tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that to happen with a guy that, for a lot of us, never met.
Right.
Like, that's... So that was just, you know... I don't want to say it was, like, the tipping point, but that was just a huge kind of...
Right.
You know, part of the weekend. And, you know, we passed around a book where we all kind of wrote, you know, little notes to Beth, which was, I think, a great thing for us to do.
Yeah, definitely.
And then Brent took the book back.
Yeah.
So more of us could sign it.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
I was super grateful for being able to go last year and super grateful for being able to go again this year. With last year, being that it was my first time, it was a little hectic. It was a little a tiny little bit stressful. Because there's so much stuff, and I'm surrounded by all these cool people that, you know, I really want to have a deep couple of hours long conversation with everyone, but there's, you know, like a couple hundred. So
yeah.
So it was a little stressful, and I loved every minute of it, but it was a little hectic, and I had also given a roundtable discussion about podcasting, which again was great, but this year being able, like, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't going to be able to speak, but this year I was able to just cruise,
yeah,
just chill the hell out.
Yeah,
you know, like I knew now what it was going to be like going in. I had no idea what it was going to be like going in last year, so I had that experience, and it allowed me to be a lot more relaxed about everything this year, which is really, really nice. And I have been tired most of the time.
Yes.
I think because I am able to feel tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when we're at home...
Even if you're tired, you, like...
There's always a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, and you're, you know, even... You might feel tired in the middle of the day, but then you gotta... You pick yourself back up again, you keep going until bed, and then you start again in the morning.
Yeah, you push through it.
But this time, you know... for the past couple of days, I've been able to just fucking relax. Yeah. Still get shit done, but just relax.
And it's like, I'm just sitting here trying to remember everything.
Oh, yeah, you can't, can you?
That happened, and it's like, okay, who did I talk to?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, talked to so many people. To,
yeah.
And what's funny is I was talking to a guy, I remember his first name is Michael, I think. The Purposeful Pappy.
Michael Bryant.
Yeah, yeah. So he was at dinner last night, and, yeah. and we were chatting and hanging out, and I had talked to him before, too, on Friday. But I actually didn't recognize him from Facebook, which is weird because we've had a couple of conversations before.
Right.
Yeah, we both talk a little bit about depression and fatherhood, and you were speaking with him yesterday too.
Yeah, yeah,
a little bit. So, because we had just done a depression episode, so it was interesting. He messages me last night. I said, "Hey man, it was great to see you at dinner," and I just realized who you were. That you're the Ben that I've been talking to about like depression and stuff. So thanks, man. It was great to meet you. It's like you get to meet people. Technically, you already know them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember everything and take in everything. And it's almost like I wish I had like a GoPro strapped to my head the entire time so I could go back and
just to, you know,
watch it again
and remember everything that happened. Like, dude, we got to go to the freaking Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And play with Legos.
Yeah.
At the Smithsonian and go through exhibits.
Hanging out at exhibits, playing with Legos and drinking beer.
And eating awesome food.
Yeah.
Like it was
it was breathtaking. Yeah. The pulled pork sliders were just fucking awesome, dude. Their table setup was a little wonky.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna complain because
because
that night was fun, you know. And I finally got to meet the Life of Dad guys, who are, you know, you guys know this, are a huge
supporters,
and they had a very big impact on our show when we started.
Right.
I mean, if you guys go back and like listen to like episode 3 or 4, I'm not sure exactly which one, but we had Ryan Hamilton from Life of Dad on the show like right away.
I'm pretty sure he's episode 3 and 4 because it was just such a good conversation. He is a wealth of information.
Yes, he is.
So yeah, overall, really fucking fun.
And
delightfully educational, you know. Beautiful city, little cold.
Yeah, well, dude, yesterday was like 60 degrees, but we were inside most of the day till last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, I didn't go outside at all until we went to dinner.
Yeah, neither did I. But, which, I mean, and that's the downside, is if you want to see the city, you have to skip on some stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get up ridiculously early, or you know, go out at night.
Right.
But you know, there's gonna be something that you miss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
is my takeaways. You're gonna miss something to take advantage of something else.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because just because there's this full calendar of things here,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you have to go do them all.
Right. Yeah.
If there's a session where something doesn't interest you,
you don't have to,
or you
to
don't
go.
Think that you're going to get something out of it, you don't have to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hang out in the Lee Jeans room.
Which, first of all,
get some pants and beer.
Comfortable jeans,
super stretchy.
Good beer, and I discovered over a certain period of time that they had quite possibly the comfiest chairs to sit in of all the little rooms.
I didn't even get a chance to sit in the chairs in there.
Oh, really? They were comfy. Yeah.
I mean, there were some sponsors I didn't even get to.
Oh, yeah.
Which was disappointing.
I didn't really get to chillax in the which one was Michael here with? I can't remember what they were called. Meta.
By Michael, you mean Michael Strahan?
Yes, Michael Strahan.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Strahan was here.
Yeah, we're on a first name basis. Yeah. You know? We're cool.
We didn't get to meet him because I guess we're not special enough.
Yeah, we're not special.
No, okay. there are some guys who were doing a campaign meta, and so they
right. And you know what I noticed too? A couple of the guys who did get the chance to interview him, I'm pretty sure have a background in sports editorial stuff, like doing interviews and shit like that.
It's
like
possible.
Like Art, Higley, I'm pretty sure was a writer for a little while.
Okay.
Kinnear, I think did a beat for a little bit.
Did he?
I think so.
I didn't think that he did.
I could be wrong about that. I could be wrong about all of it. Yeah.
But yeah, so. Freaking Michael Strahan came and did a Q&A for an hour.
Yeah, it was awesome.
45 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wanted to boo the hell out of him.
Well, why?
He's an Eagles fan. He's a Giant.
Dude, don't be like
that. And then they trolled the Patriots.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things.
And then you can hear Aaron Gavea in the back booing him. Was phenomenal.
He was probably sitting there just shaking his head the entire time Strahan was speaking.
Yeah, probably.
I can only imagine the stress levels in that man's face.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some other people here, like bigger names, not bigger than Michael Strahan, but like bigger names in what we do.
Right.
Matthew Clark. Mm-hmm. Is it Matthew Clark? I don't know. I just can't remember his name. But from Convos with my team.
I remember it's Matt Clark because I have a buddy named Matt Clark who I used to work with at Pizza Hut. So I'm like, really? You met Matt Clark? He's here? What? Why is there a former pizza delivery guy here?
Yeah, so there was a big video panel. He was on it. And then Penn Holderness.
Yeah.
If you guys see the crazy viral parody videos of this, the Holderness family, you know, this guy and his wife and his two kids.
Right.
So he was in there, and he came across as a very nice dude.
He seems very very chill.
Yeah, and he went out. We all went out Thursday night and did karaoke.
Yeah.
Went to a karaoke bar. And that was a trip.
Yeah.
Which...
you guys sing together? Meatloaf?
I didn't sing it with him.
Oh, okay.
He did not ask me to be his co-pilot.
His wingman.
Yeah. No, but he did sing Meatloaf. But he was like holding the mic out for everyone to like different. So yeah, the mic ended up in my face. I was like, forgot the words.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It was fun. But one of my favorite things while we're here is handing out our business card.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing people's reaction. Like, wait, popping bottles? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, they're like, where'd you come up with that name? I was like, okay, well, when we started this, we had infants.
Yeah.
And they used bottles because
we spent a lot of time with baby bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, so it's kind of a play on words.
Yeah.
That's an awesome name and unique. And like, well, that's because we're awesome and we're unique, you know?
Yeah. What were you expecting here?
Yeah, like, have you met me? Oh, you just started meeting me now.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even like think of anything of everything else that happened this weekend. It's just kind of all a blur.
Yeah.
At this point. But it was worth it. Thank you, Doug French.
Oh, yeah.
John Pacini.
The whole crew.
Yeah.
Whit Honey.
Yes, for putting this all together for the fifth time.
Yeah. And the sixth time is coming up in San Diego, California.
Whether or not we will be there.
San Diego.
To be determined.
A whale's vagina.
Yes. I forget who I told. I was like, oh, Ryan Hamilton. I was like, yeah, we'll see. He's like, oh, you'll be there.
Yeah.
You're gonna be there. It's like, okay, buddy.
I guess he has some sort of foresight that we do not. Yeah. So apparently we're definitely going. Which is news to me.
Yeah, news to our wives.
Yeah. I guess we can just tell our wives, like, well, Ryan said it's happening, so, you know.
So we don't have a choice. That's happening.
We don't have a choice anymore.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's gonna be weird going back to the real world.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little, you're gonna be a little, not hazy, but, just a tiny little bit absent-minded for a little bit, because you're gonna still be processing the experience.
And I'm trying to think of what kind of hit home with me the most while we were here.
Yeah.
Aside from meeting people. But, like, what's my big takeaway? And trying to figure that out, you know, is tough.
Right.
But things kind of hit me, like, almost immediately.
Yeah.
Like, when the opening keynote speaker was Brad Meltzer, the author.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
For you comic book nerds, that's Brad Meltzer, the author of Identity Crisis, drawn by Rags Morales, which is just fucking...
And he also
a does... beautiful run.
He also does novels.
Yes.
Not mystery novels.
Yeah. Thriller.
Thriller novels.
Like, dare I say, Dan Brown style.
Yes, that's how I always took it.
Yeah, like, maybe mystery thriller, I guess, is a more specific thing. Yeah.
Like, based on, like, history in somewhere in D.C., that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what's awesome, though? His other books.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to get my hands on it, because...
The kids' books that he's doing?
Yeah, so it's kids' books where, it's historical figures portrayed basically as in little kid form.
Yeah.
But
it's their life before they were famous.
Right, exactly.
Like Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, but like one of the people that he included in this book series is Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
And I love Jane Goodall, and I know Carissa does as well. We have a love for all things animals and nature and that sort of thing. So that's definitely one I'll be trying to pick up for Emma soon.
Yeah, and they sell them like a 4-pack. And the illustrator, is it the Calvin and Hobbes?
No. He's very similar though.
Yeah,
he takes a lot of elements from Calvin and Hobbes.
I recognize the name.
Yeah, I can't play Calvin and Hobbes is Bill Watterson.
Okay. But what I was outside of like his books, what he was talking about a lot was legacy.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you don't really know the legacy that you're going to leave behind.
Right.
But like for me, for whatever reason, that just hit me as a person. I have a lot of shit I need to work on. And I mean, we talked about this on our episode about, you know, depression, anxiety, and anger.
Right.
Episode 84, if you guys are wondering. So it just kind of hit home on a lot of different things for me that there are changes that I need to make.
Right.
And, you know, stuff I can start immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, before I came here, you know, my wife didn't fully understand why it was that I so desperately wanted to come to this.
Right.
And I tried to explain it's not just about blogging.
Yeah.
It's not just about meeting people who I respect and admire.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to learn a lot about myself and fatherhood, but also about, you know, being a man and being better.
Right.
Which I definitely have.
Yeah.
And to me, that, you know, if I learn nothing business-wise or writing-wise, that is probably more meaningful.
It's huge.
And in the long haul.
Yeah, one of the things that, I don't know if it was my biggest takeaway from the last time, because I'm still trying to work that out, But one of the things that, you know, I've come to realize that makes this so special is, you know, like we're talking about all the people that we've met and you know, we interact with online because, you know, for lack of a better term, we're in the same business, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, we all become friends online and then we get to meet each other here. But it's also that most of the, like the breakout sessions, the roundtable stuff, the panels, you know, they're all manned by people that we know.
Yeah.
So it's not we're all getting together at this convention center and we're going to see people who, you know, have degrees in certain areas or you know, this person wrote three books on such and such.
Yeah.
It's not just that. It's, you know, it's people that we know and we interact with all the time. And now we get to sit down in a room with them and, you know, and share this stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, and you know, now I am friends, like real
friends
with people, like exchange numbers and,
yeah,
you know, just so much happened.
It's just,
I can't even process. Plus I got free pants.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lee.
I will say real quick, before we wrap up, cause we're going to keep it to a half hour, at this point. One person that we did miss this year, I got to meet him last year, but one person we did miss this year was Sean Singleton.
Yes.
You need to come to San Diego because, well, you have no choice.
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah. Like, I understand you're getting married this year, and congratulations, but come on, seriously.
Like a wedding's an excuse to not come? Come on.
But anyway, the other reason I bring up Sean Singleton is because he is our sponsor. He is Pop Life.
I'm wearing your shirt right now.
You are what you did. You slept in it. And you wore it yesterday. I mean, it's a comfy shirt. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go check out poplife.com for awesome t-shirts, sweatshirts, long sleeve shirts, that sort of thing.
Everything you
of dadly and parenting designs. And look, I just want to point out for any of our possible new listeners that this is not an advertised thing. You know, that these aren't the kind of shirts that you usually see in magazines and stuff like that.
But they're dope.
But they're seriously dope. They're made by an awesome guy who is a parent. He has the experience. He has the knowledge. He is not a corporation. It's just him. And they're really, the best way I can describe it is compared to like mass produced parenting themed shirts.
Yeah,
they're a lot more down to earth.
They are.
Yeah, they're a lot.
They're cool.
You know,
just check them out. Get them.
Yeah, do it.
And while you're at it, this is not a sponsorship, but you can buy a City Dads Group t-shirt.
Yeah, City Dads Group are now available. Yeah,
for your local city.
Right.
So check them out. We do Philly Dads Group, so we have Philly ones. So yeah. I'm just saying.
And just saying. And of course, endless thanks to Dove Men Plus Care.
Yes.
For being the lead sponsor for the fourth year in a row.
The title sponsor.
The title
Mr.
sponsor.
Doug French would say. That was my Doug French voice.
Me and which, by the way, speaking of Doug French, because we all love Doug. You can't not love Doug.
No.
Phil Corliss and I, at one point, were trying to come up with as many different versions of Doug French as we possibly could.
Nice.
Like he's a he's a geeky Mike Rowe.
okay.
Like with his voice and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll have to do an entire episode just based around that.
Yeah.
Or make pitch that as a panel for next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's sit around and talk about Doug.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh man. All right. So this is gonna end this episode.
It
Thanks,
will.
Guys, so much for tuning in.
And thank you, everybody, for an amazing weekend.
Yeah, man. That's
Let's see buttholes in
craziness.
A year.
Yeah. We're probably going to be talking about this for the next couple of episodes.
Yes.
You know, Cause and now you understand why I just could not help myself but talk about it for a couple of weeks on.
And stay tuned for big and exciting guests.
Oh, yes.
Just kidding, it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you. Fuck you.
So, yeah. So, that's it till next week, kitties.
All right.
Bye. Peace.